Well, this morning you have a privilege. You get to talk to someone who has dealt with the struggle of OCD and with people who have helped her. When I was in medical school, we got the privilege of watching folks who had whatever disease it was or whatever problem it was that we were trying to learn sit in front of a large group of people just about like you, except we were all medical students. And the physician would, the professor would interview, and then we would get to hear what it was like to have that problem. And so you get to do this today. It's our privilege to have with us Ben and Emily Huckstep. They've graciously agreed to come and talk, and we're glad to have them. And then Heather Starkweather, that you know, I guess already, because she spoke on Sunday evening from Vision of Hope. So let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, God, I come before you now, and I thank you for the time that we have to look how to help folks who have obsessive compulsive disorder. God, I thank you for the scriptures and how they're sufficient to deal with the problems of life. God, I ask now that you'd open our hearts to the scriptures and give us wisdom as we speak. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you might wonder why I'm particularly interested in obsessive compulsive disorder. My interest in OCD goes back, about 7 years ago. I can remember getting a phone call from a member of the church I attended, and they were at that time in desperate straits with a child of theirs who was struggling with thoughts and fears that included the kinds of things that you really just don't want to talk about. You know, it was so fearsome to her that she really didn't want to explain what it was that was happening inside her head. The fear involved hurting a sibling, and the young person would do all kinds of repetitive behaviors in order to try to avoid doing or harming the child. I was convinced after about the first hour of counseling that about the last thing on the face of the earth that person wanted to do, that counselee wanted to do, was to harm the sibling. And I was equally certain that the repetitive behaviors were somehow direct related to her desire to avoid it. I counseled with that family for about 6 months, and after that I thought I'd done my duty for OCD. I thought I probably wouldn't have to deal with that again. And I would see an occasional patient. Patient would come through the office, and I would counsel them pretty much the way I had counseled her until last February. Last February, I got a phone call from Ben, and he wondered if I could or I would help with counseling Emily. And I listened to his story, which seemed at the time pretty desperate and somewhat hopeless. And at the end of it, the most important thing I had to say was, I've heard this before. You know, her story was exactly like the story that I'd heard 7 years earlier. I always say that, you know, if you practice medicine long enough, you get to see the kinds of things that they say you'll only see once in your career, you know. And I have practiced in medicine long enough now to where I'm seeing those once in a career lifetime things twice. I guess that means I'm getting old or something like that. But anyway, I had heard her story before, and it gave me hope. And the reason why it gave me hope was because the story came out well the last time that I had heard it. Ben, what did that mean to you when I told you that I'd heard Emily's story before?
Well, it was very encouraging to hear that Dr. Hodges had heard it before, because some of the things he described were very similar situations and thoughts and feelings that Emily and I were going through at the time. And it was also encouraging because I know Dr. Hodges' perspective is that he's going to put God's word first in dealing with this problem and not necessarily a medical problem first. And so it was very encouraging to know his focus would be first and foremost on the Lord in dealing with OCD.
Well, it would be good at this point to get a definition of what obsessive compulsive disorder is. Obsessive compulsive disorder is made up of obsessions and compulsions, consists of recurrent intrusive thoughts, images, urges, and those thoughts and images and urges cause anxiety and distress. The obsessions are followed by repetitive mental or behavioral acts that we call compulsions that the individual feels driven to perform. And I would tell you that they don't make them feel better. You know, they don't really gain relief from doing them. It does give them a sense of release that they've done whatever they thought they had to do in order to keep from doing the obsession, but it doesn't really make them feel better very long or for any permanent amount of time. One young lady presented to counseling, this has been a couple years ago, and she feared that her rug was dirty and there were germs in it, and she would be harmed, or people who came to her apartment would be harmed if she allowed that to continue. And her response was to sweep her apartment for 4 hours a day, every day. And in the process, as she related later, she burned up several electric sweepers doing just that, wore out several. She also was a lister. She had to put things in lists, and the lists had to be perfect, and she would write them out by hand. And the bad thing was that if she checked something off the list, then it wasn't perfect anymore, and she would have to rewrite the whole list all over again. Obsessive compulsive disorder can be very time consuming and can dominate a person's life. There are popular examples in our lives. I'd say the one that probably most of you know is Monk. How many of you watched Monk? Yeah, most of you have. Some of the scenes that I can remember include one where he's watching a guy do chins, and it's going to end on an odd number, and he stands there and begs this guy to do two more. You know, I just need for you to do two more. So I think it was 38 and would make it till 40. And the guy just looks at him funny and then rips off three. And then there was the time that he was chasing down the garbage truck in order to get the evidence that would solve the murder, and he falls in the back of the garbage truck. He was an amusing germophobic, order-driven character of OCD. That's what he was. The problem is that most people who have OCD are not funny, and none of them are making $1 million a week acting like it. And then there was Leonardo DiCaprio's vision of Howard Hughes. That's how most of you would know him. You would have seen, what was it, The Aviator or something like that, in which he played Howard Hughes. I knew Howard Hughes just because I'm old enough to remember him. I go over to the Vision of Hope on Mondays, and I see their medical issues. Part of what I do over there is take care of the medical problems for the residents. In the process, I will wash my hands. When I first arrived, the men's room had a regular towel hanging on a rack, and that was the towel that everybody who washed their hands was going to dry their hands with. And I'm a doctor, you know, and so, somewhat of a germaphobe myself, and I said, you know, from an infectious disease viewpoint, you really need some paper towels. And then they immediately offered to get one of those jet airplane hand dryers that will deafen you. And I looked at them and said, no. And they thought that was kind of strange. And they wanted to know why. And I said, because you can't open the bathroom door with a hand dryer. Yeah, think about it for a minute. Yes. Yeah. You know, I'm a doctor, and I know that some people, when they go to the bathroom, don't wash their hands, do they? How do they get out the door? Anyway. Well, on a given day, Howard Hughes was on a date, I think, with a lady named Greer Garson, and a beautiful woman, and they were sitting in a restaurant, and he has to go to the restroom, so he does. He doesn't come back for an hour and a half. And the reason why he didn't come back for an hour and a half was that they had, you remember the pull-down towels? Yes, you would wash your hands and then you pull the towel down, or if you were really smart, you pulled the towel down first and then washed your hands. And the problem was is that you can't get the towel over to the door. And he was stuck. He could not open that door. He had obsessive compulsive disorder. He was a germaphobe, and he couldn't open the door. And an hour and a half later, somebody came looking for him, opened the door, and he got out of the bathroom. That was their last date. Oh, I think, wasn't it in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, when Hughes died, with 2-foot-long hair, fingernails, you know, uncut for months, and in the same hotel room that he'd been in for years and couldn't leave in Las Vegas because of his fear of germs. As I said, I have a personal interest in OCD. I wouldn't say I have obsessive compulsive disorder, but I do believe I have somewhat of an obsessive compulsive personality. I really think that the guys on the admission committee at medical school